It's Playing in Person Tuesday morning. LeBron Street is here with us. LeBron, good morning. How you doing, my friend?
Yes, good morning, Rob, and all the listeners.
LeBron, you know what? It's going to be a nice day today. Here it is, March 1st. A lot of good things going on at Mayo Park, January 1st through December 31st. Just it's getting ready to be the busy season down there. Tell us more about Mayo Park.
As Rob said, we are about to pick up. It is about to be our busy season. We were talking off air a few minutes ago. A lot of people have been calling, making reservations for the upcoming season. So I would encourage you, anybody that likes to camp, mainly just the RV spots. The cabins are not as full as our RV spots, but if you're definitely in the RV camping or know somebody in it, the weekends are starting to get a little bit tight. So go ahead and look at your calendar and start planning out your summer or your spring with us for the year. That's my biggest encouragement to anybody because, you know, Rob, most people we get 10 people, eight of them, you know, are within 30 miles. So a lot of people we do have are regulars and they know, you know, that they, a lot of them, you know, territorial, like there are certain spots that they like. A lot of people, you know the spots that they have. So they went ahead making reservations for the year. So I encourage anybody to start making reservations for the upcoming year for RV spots. Like I say, cabins, it's pretty open right now. Cabins don't fill up as quick as the RV spots do. But just give us a call at 597-7806 for more questions or make a reservation.
And if you want to drive down to Mayo Park, the physical address is 1013 Neal Store Road, and that is actually the address for the Education and Environment Building.
That's correct.
But if you've never been down there before, you can just ride down there and stop in at the Education and Environment Building and just say, hey, I've never been down here before.
That's correct.
Do you mind if I ride around and just check out, you know, the place? And they tell you to help yourself.
Yes.
And you will be pleasantly surprised. They have a walking trail, which is a nature trail. Mm-hmm. They have disc golf. If you want to rent a canoe, a kayak, or a paddle board, that's available. Something else. They have horseshoe pits and disc golf. So a lot of fun things to go on there at Mayo Park. And then when you talk about the lake, they have a fishing pier, modern bathroom facilities, they have a play equipment for the children, picnic shelters. The list just goes on and on. And most likely, if you go down to Mayo Park, you're going to meet some people and make some new friends. Now, with the picnic shelters there, they are free to use on a first-come, first-served basis. But now, if you've got a certain date and time and a certain picnic shelter that you want to use, you pay a $25 security deposit on it, and the staff at Mayo Park will ensure that it will be ready and available when you want to use it. But again, you don't have to pay that fee if you just want to take a chance. Correct, LeBron?
That's correct, Rob. I've seen people play, you know, you play musical chairs, play musical shelters. Like I said, a lot of regulars know that they get there early in the morning, they put their stuff out in the shelter. They know they pretty much, you know, and they don't see a sign saying this shelter is reserved. They pretty much know that it's their shelter. When they get there and they see the shelter is reserved, they just simply move to the next one. We do have four picnic shelters that's mainly used by the public. So, again, just come on out. I guarantee you, you will be glad you came. You will enjoy yourself. And just come on out and just see what we do have to offer.
Now, LeBron, when is the next bass fishing tournament?
Right. So our next bass fishing tournament, Rob, is next Saturday, March the 12th. That is our next bass tournament for the year. We are having one every second Saturday. So we're having one through June. So we had one in February. So we're going to have one March, April, May, and June. Rob, March and April is your two best times. You know, that's probably going to be our two biggest turnouts is March and April, especially if the weather is very nice. We should have at least 30 to 35 boats because that's the prime of the season for fishing. I tell people sometimes, you know, anybody can catch fish in March and April, but it's the other months that's hard to catch the fish. It was a tournament this past weekend that we didn't host, and I saw some of the fish that I heard about it. So the fish are biting, but you just kind of have to know what you're doing. But still, the spawn is about to start up in March and April, so that's why they're a little bit more easier to catch. And with the water warming up, the fish do start to move in out of the deep water to spawn. So if you're interested in doing the fishing tournament, any of our tournaments, just give us a call at 597-7806. It's $75 a boat, which is a two-man team on the boat, $75 entry, and then $10 for the big fish, so a total of $85. Give us a call to get registered or more questions about it.
336-597-7806. If you're out surfing the net, log on to PersonCountyNC.gov. Again, that's PersonCountyNC.gov. There you can get more information about Mayo Park and the Parks and Rec Department. Again, that address for Mayo Park, 1013 Neal Store Road, is the physical address. The phone number, 336-597-7806. 336-597-7806. Tuesday morning, LeBron Street is our guest. Playing in Person is a show that is getting driven to keep the listening audience abreast of things to do and things that are going on with the Parks and Rec Department of Roxborough and Person County. One thing that they do, they come up with some activities to help people get out and maybe lose some weight, to help keep people more healthy. And LeBron, you know, with the walking tracks that's available here in Roxborough and Person County, if anybody wants to get out and walk, they can walk at these parks safely. You don't have to worry about traffic or anything like that. No charge to walk at these different places that within anywhere from a 10 to 15 minute drive from anywhere in Roxborough and Person County, you can be at one or more of the tracks. And LeBron, you know, with the exercise programs, they do one called Couch to 5K, group fitness, and more. So give us a little bit of info, if you would, please.
Yes, as Rob stated, we do offer many exercise classes, many type of just different type of exercise classes. If you're into walking the track, if you're into yoga, if you're into group fitness, or just whatever type of exercise program you into or want to get into, we do offer that through the Parks and Rec Department. As Rob stated, we are doing a Couch to 5K program. And basically what that is, we're trying to get people up off the couch and prepared for a 5K that's going to be held, I believe it's in May or June. But needless to say, so we get you up off the couch, get you to walking around the track. You know, you may start out with one lap, two lap, and then eventually we're preparing for the 5K, which is 3.1 miles. So we're trying to get people motivated, you know, just one little step at a time, or just trying to set some personal goals. Say, I'm going to do a 5K this year. Go ahead and start now preparing for it with the Parks and Rec Department. It's a great program. We've been doing it for a few years now, and it's been a huge success. Give us a call at 597-1755 for more information. If you're into group fitness, we did start a new group fitness class just yesterday, February the 28th. So what we do on the group fitness, we meet every Monday and Wednesday at 6 o'clock for the group fitness. And it's, you do have an instructor that's very good at what he does. I've seen him. He keeps you active. He doesn't try to push you too much, but he will motivate you, you know, but you do the best you can. So again, it's Mondays and Wednesdays at 6 o'clock. Group fitness is just started up yesterday, so you still have time to register for it. Just call us at the office or swing by and see us. This is a new session, again, that just started yesterday. If you're into yoga or want to get into yoga, I've never really done yoga, we do offer that also. Yoga classes, we have that each Wednesday morning. So it's early in the mornings from 7 o'clock to 8 o'clock. It meets once a week. It doesn't start until next Wednesday, March the 9th, and only meets on Wednesdays. So every Wednesday morning from 7 to 8, we do offer yoga classes, and that goes from March the 9th to April the 27th. Yoga, it's a good type of meditation. You do a lot of stretching or just however you want to do it. If you've never seen yoga or want to practice it or want to get into it, I tell people, just look on YouTube and type in yoga. So that's something we do offer through the Parks and Rec department as far as exercise classes. And one more thing, we do offer Tai Chi classes out at Mayo on Monday afternoons. For more information or to get register or questions about it, give us a call at 597-1755.
You can also log on to PersonCountyNC.gov, PersonCountyNC.gov, and you can get more information about the Parks and Rec Department, different programs and things that they have going on. Stop by in person at the Huck Sansbury Parks and Rec office, right there at Huck Sansbury Complex. LeBron Street is here. LeBron, tell us a little bit about that free movie that's going to be coming up at the Kirby.
Yes, Rob. Usually about once a month, we usually show free movies at the Kirby. So this Friday night, March the 4th, starting at 7 o'clock, we will show a free movie at the Kirby. Yes, it is 100% free. However, we do accept monetary donations. And just know that whatever you give, if you get 50 cents, $5, $2, $3, just know you're giving back to the Animal Protection Society of Person County. We do have drinks, popcorn, and snacks on sale. The movie that we will be showing this week is Door in the Lost City of Gold. A lot of kids, you know, or a lot of parents may remember Door the Explorer, you know, growing up and stuff. So needless to say, this is the not the anime. This is like the adult version, real human version, what I'm trying to say, of Door the Explorer. So it's called Door in the Lost City of Gold. Again, that's this Friday night, March the 4th. At the Kirby, starting at 7 o'clock. 100, again, it is free, but whatever monetary donation you so give, we will be thankful and grateful for it. And just know we give all money back to the Animal Protection Society of Person County. For more information about that, just give us a call at 597-1709.
Sounds like a good time and a good movie. I also want to let you know that 6 to 9 tonight, they are having auditions at the Kirby for the upcoming musical play, Crowns, a gospel musical. They are calling all actors, singers, and dancers 16 years old to adult. Please come prepared to learn movements, sing 16 bars of a gospel song a cappella, and do a cold reading from the side that will be provided at the audition. Again, that's tonight at the Kirby in beautiful Uptown Roxboro, 6 to 9 p.m. And for more information, as LeBron mentioned, 336-597-1709. And the Kirby Gallery is open Tuesday through Friday, 1 to 5, Saturdays, 10 till 4. What else you got going on, LeBron?
Rob, one more thing we didn't mention is that we will have a crappy tournament this month. Our crappy tournament is scheduled for March the 26th. So if you know anybody's interested in crappy, come on out, start preparing for it. I had a couple guys call me last week saying, street, with the crappy doing out there? And I honestly couldn't tell them because I haven't seen too many crappy fishermen. I can pretty much tell what the bass are doing. But needless to say, if you know anybody, if you are a crappy fisherman, not really a bass fisherman, well, if you do both, just know we are having a tournament March the 26th. That is our first crappy tournament for the year. We will have one in March and one in April. Just give us a call if you got information about that at 597-7806.
LeBron, appreciate you coming out this morning sharing some good news.
My pleasure. You know, listeners, have a great day.
And we hope you do the very same.